That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you are free to call in and talk live. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
And I almost don't think we can start the show by talking about anything but the fact that there's these amazing riots, unprecedented protests, and I'm not sure what term I'm supposed to use. I was told at one point that protests are done by white people and riots are done by black people, meaning that the suggestion is that somehow white people always paint the protests of black people as riots. But I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of buildings on fire all across the United States.
I mean, I think intentional violence makes it a riot. I don't care. Like, I don't have a problem with violence or violent protests or riots as long as you're not the aggressor, which is kind of the rule for violence in general. So that just because it's a riot or just because it's a violent protest doesn't make it wrong.
I don't know how a riot to me is something like a nuclear weapon. You cannot employ it in a defensive fashion.
Maybe we just don't have a agreed upon definition of riots.
Okay. Well, I like the idea of rocks thrown, buildings on fire. You pick. I mean,
but you could do that at specific valid targets.
You could. But riots are rarely done at specifics, right? Specifics and riots don't go together. That's not the way mobs tend to work.
I'm willing to accept collateral damage at this point because they're targeting,
because it's not you and your family.
Well, yeah, sure, why not?
Okay,
but if it were, I'd probably defend myself, much like some of the store owners have defended themselves.
And to a certain extent, I'd be like, all right, so you set three cop cars on fire and burned the police station to the ground.
Yep.
And I have to replace a window. It's fine. Like,
that's the collateral that I'm talking about. I mean, as long as they're targeting the government buildings, the police, who
caused the
problem.
It depends on how much damage they're... No, any collateral damage is... Collateral damage is the nice fancy word that the state gives for shooting things that aren't your targets through negligence. But... And so it's always, by definition, wrong. But how much I'm going to, quote, put up with kind of depends on the level of the damage.
Are y'all suggesting that there's going to be something that akin to freedom or even a good thing that's going to result from what's occurring?
Yes.
Can you tell me what that looks like?
Okay, so, I mean, this is not the only factor that's going to go into this, because this is not the only factor occurring. It's not happening in a vacuum.
I mean, you know, one thing that concerns me is that this is the state's job, right? Like, violence control is their job. They're not good at much, and they certainly aren't efficient in from a monetary standpoint when it comes to this, but this is their thing.
There's actually some evidence that the government is inefficient, and we kind of accept that they're efficient at killing people. There's actually some evidence that that's not true, and if you think about it, if you had the budget of the U.S. government, and they were like, okay, kill as many people as possible, you could kill way more people. So I'm not sure the government is even efficient at violence. They can just do more of it because they have this obscene budget, and you're comparing that sometimes, I think, to what your organization has or what you have. But cops are in the job because it's a job. They're not in it for the cause. They're not trying to go down in a blaze of glory. They're trying to pay their mortgage and buy groceries like everybody else. They've just made the decision, I'm willing to be an evil human being in order to accomplish that.
Well, I think that I would disagree. I think that a lot of police officers got into it for the right reasons, and I would think that many of them think, well, whereas my team may have some problems, the other team is clearly the worst.
Okay.
But what order do you think that happens in? Do you think somebody goes, I want to dedicate myself to the cause of justice, therefore cop? Or do you think somebody goes, cop is the best job for me, therefore for ad hoc justice or something?
Okay, so I would say that there are a small handful of people that do the whole, I want to be a cop. I'm a, you know, vigilant protector of justice and these sorts of things. Like, that's the person.
I got beat up in high school and...
Well, I don't know. I think that I'm imagining the best. I think there are a lot of people that say, huh, police officer, firefighter, bureaucrat. Well, police officers get 20 years in, and they sort of do the math in their head, and then they say, you know what? I'm a vigilant paladin of justice.
Exactly. But when it comes, when they are going to have to actually face down a realistic chance of death, that's going to change. I have been present in conversations people had where they were like, well, I could work at Walmart, or I could work at McDonald's, or I could work at the gas station, but I'm not going to work at the gas station because they get robbed. Okay. That is an entirely logical conclusion to come to. And because that is actually a real risk of that job, if you make it the case that that's a real risk of being a cop, what do you think that's going to do to their ability to hire cops?
I don't think that police officers currently are in much danger.
Right. But if
that's
we
part
change
of the problem.
That, then people will
supposed
think
to
twice
be.
About applying for right. the this, job of cop.
My complaint, believe me, I am not doing backflips over burning police stations here, but it looks like y'all with your big smiles on your faces are. Hold on. What my thought process on all of this is, what are we paying taxes for again? I mean, there's been
I'm paying taxes to not get shot in the face. I don't know why you're paying taxes.
The protection services from the police, Mark.
There's been a lot of money spent on these policing organizations, and they pull up right out of. You know what? I'm just guessing that Minneapolis Police Department that got set on fire. Is that the taxpayers of Minneapolis are going to build a new police department.
When they start rebuilding it, burn it down again.
Fresh. That's not going to happen.
They could either spend that money on the building, or they could spend that money on more ammo to go shoot people in the park and do drive-bys on parks. Which would you, given that they're going to steal the same amount of money anyway.
No, they're
going
to raise taxes and do both.
Yeah, I'll give you 10 to 1, Richie. 10 to 1. That means you do 100, I'll do 1,000.
Understood. I get the odds.
Shenanigans are over by next Friday.
No, I'm not going to take that bet.
No, you wouldn't, because this is not how this goes. So there's only one way to fund a riot, and that is stealing television sets out of Target.
The television sets will be gone.
The state is paying probably most of these people because the state forcibly laid off people that did not work for it for the past 2 months. So you can't even do the typical drive-by, be like, get a job out the window, because they might want to be at work. And they might be going.
Or they might not want to be at work, but either way, they're getting funded. Okay, granted, there's a special storm going on here, in so much as the government has both given free money to pre-rioters and then told them that wearing masks is legal.
So this is the opportunity.
And right? Quasi-mandated.
So here's my one takeaway from the riot. You ever look at the history books, like, the Revolutionary War, right? And you go, like, the British, they all, like, they showed up, and then they lined up in straight lines, and then they all got shot. And you go, like, why would anybody fight a war like that? Why would you just line up in a straight line? And then I look at the cops at the riots, and I go, like, look at them. They're all lined up in a straight line. Someone just mow down that line, right, and then push forward.
Oh, but a handful of people have been doing that over the past week.
I'm guessing you're not advocating this, that you're in fact just suggesting that one could do such a thing.
One could do such a thing.
Right.
And aim below the chest, because that's where all the plates are. Those plastic knee pads aren't going to do nothing.
Well, armor is weak where your joints have to move. You have to move your head, you have to move your elbows, and you have to move your knees. Well,
right. So aim below the chest. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So all the...
You want to see that whole line fall, aim low, watch it fall, push forward.
Nobody seems to have guns. That
right, that's the problem. Because right? Even the cops, they're standing there with batons. Right, they're not prepared to shoot yet.
This isn't even the race riot that it was supposed to be. This is Antifa in a lot of cases. This is a bunch of college educated white kids that have nothing to do, who are busy being baristas.
After they burned the first police station to the ground, and the cops had to escape via helicopter off the roof.
That's where you want to loot.
They gave them what they wanted.
Loot the weapons locker.
It's the lesson I would like to have. But I don't know that that's historic, because they actually charged the murderer with murder,
which they were not going to do. Oh, I see. The cop?
It was like third-degree murder plus manslaughter, which carries a penalty of probation at the low end.
Well, at the very low end, yes.
Well, what do you think the cop's going to get?
855-450-3733. What is the cop going to get? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about the riots that are sweeping America. I don't know whether I'm supposed to use the term riot or not.
It's a riot.
I'm not sure what the media is using to describe this, but this looks like a series of riots. And frankly, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, and I've looked for sort of precedent. Because here's what I want to know. I want to know, what is this going to result in? I know what the Rodney King riots resulted in. And, you know, it's somewhat ethereal. I know what the Watts riots, and I mean, like, and we can look back on the other side, sort of Rosewood, and we can look at some of this stuff. And you can say, okay, well, what's going to happen? And you might make the claim that the Rodney King case resulted in sort of the turning point where police could do anything they wanted to, you know, today when a black man gets killed during an arrest and, you know, America blows up. So maybe it's the turn, and that turn took, jeez, what are we talking about, 30 years, 25 years? And maybe the turn's not done. I have no idea. But we can see something, and you can look at something.
Right.
I'm curious, what does it result in when you rise to the level of setting police stations on fire, taking state capitals, buildings?
It's got to be sustained.
Well, I think that there is some. Oh, yeah, it does have to be sustained.
Hold on. Before we go any further, I want to talk about Divi. One thing you want right now is you want decentralized monetary power, right? You don't want your money with the establishment, because the establishment is on fire.
It's so insured.
So, well, some of it's insured. We don't know what's going to happen, right? Like, if you would have said January the 1st, this is going to be the year of murder hornets, the Black Plague, and the government's on fire, nobody would have said that this doesn't make any sense. And it just keeps getting worse. Like, I mean, for the average American, state capitals being broken into and cops stations on fire is a pretty bad thing. I'm trying to look at this from arm's length. I don't think it's coming to Keene, New Hampshire. That's
when
just
average
hold
American
on, hold on, hold on.
Let him finish the ad.
Sorry. So Divi is a great way for you to have some control over your money. And you go to DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. You can find out about the currency that's intended to be the easiest to transfer between cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and fiat right in your mobile app, so that you can go directly to your bank account, and there's no and pretty much everything you need. Like, they're working with Western Union and 200 countries. It's DiviProject.org. But not only that, the multi-tiered masternode system that they have allows you to begin earning now. So it's DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Does anybody have anything to say before I go to hear Adam in Washington?
Let's see what he has to say.
All right. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, am I on?
You are on.
Hi. I just wanted to add to your, like, talk about the racism and the riots and all that stuff. I'm just saying, it's just like, you know, I just got out of prison. I'm a four-time felon. Yada, yada, no big deal. But I don't advocate for the death of cops. I kind of see that doing that. That just kind of riles the rustler of a lot of people. I mean, I don't agree what happened to that black man, but to advocate for the death of police officers, that's really a bad thing, man, because if Antifa comes to my house, I will have to get a firearm and kill them.
Then you should.
You know, okay, well, yeah, if Antifa attacks you, a private citizen, that's exactly what you should do.
And if it
I hate that organization. They're like the worst. They are the worst than anything. You know what I'm just trying to say?
And if it weren't for the state, like, the police officers, you could have that firearm without being worried about getting in trouble as a four-time felon. So
I don't care if I go to prison again. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, then do it.
If they want to have these protesters, rioters coming to my house, I will do whatever it takes to survive and protect my kids and my family.
Hold on. Before you go on, I want to tell Adam something. This is not legal advice. However, it is my understanding that the doctrine of the greater good would allow you to not own a weapon, but to protect yourself should the need arise. Now, I don't know where a gun comes from. How it ends up in your hand.
Magic gun fairies, the criminal dropped it.
But if there is a gun lying around nearby, it is my understanding that you would be allowed to use that under the circumstances where you, your family, are under threat.
I just don't like all the race baiting. Like, you guys, everyone wants to make it like a race thing.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Neither of us said anything about race.
I don't think that we race baited here, because I'm kind of the opinion that this has turned into something else.
I'm against the system as a whole. And if that's why Antifa wants to start killing cops, I'm not going to nitpick at their reasons. And it doesn't really matter if I like Antifa or not.
Not every cop is bad. I mean, they've given me some breaks sometimes.
Yeah, my experience when I was in prison and meeting law enforcement, thank you for the time, Adam, was that, I mean, I think 25% of the people that worked at that job were really great folks. I think that 50% were just people doing a job. And I think another 25% were, you know, sick people who got off on the power that they had.
Here's the intellectual answer to the good cop, bad cop thing from Robert Higgs, Dr. Robert Higgs. The good, bad cop question can be disposed of decisively. We need only consider the following. Number one, every cop has agreed as part of his job to enforce laws, all of them. Number two, many of the laws are manifestly unjust or even cruel and wicked. Number three, therefore, every cop has agreed to act as an enforcer of laws that are manifestly unjust or even cruel and wicked. There are no good cops.
Well,
Dr.
There you
Robert
go.
Hicks.
I believe that people that's right. There's objective morality, and then there's sort of popular morality.
Sure,
right. And cops exist in a popular moral state, as opposed to an objective moral state.
And the average opinion about morality is what has got us where we are.
I'm with you, but you know, it's not like getting rid of cops will cause criminals to go away. And it won't stop crime.
It'll put the responsibility on the individual to take care of themselves.
I don't know if he said this publicly, but somebody I know was trying to convert someone at a festival somewhere. And the person's like last objection to anarchy was, well, without the state, who's going to prosecute pedophiles? And they asked them, without the state, who's going to stop you from handling yourself? And the guy stood there for a second and he was like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
So that's how you deal with criminals.
Terrible answer. And it's because the history of our criminal justice system is based on essentially protecting people from mobs.
Preface of our criminal justice. But that's not what we do. I mean, I think the guy should be convicted of murder if that's the system we're going to have.
If somebody says you're a pedophile,
I'm going to burn down this building unless you arrest this guy. And they arrested
him. Moving all over. The goalposts have not just moved, they skyrocketed here. I work with a guy who has been accused of pedophilia. It's to the point that somebody put up his picture and the word pedophile on a piece of paper and put it around town. Now, this is, from what I can tell, a patently false statement. In the absence of a criminal justice system, I suspect some people would have taken up arms against this guy because a lot of people dislike him.
And he should have taken up arms to defend himself, even to the point
I'm not looking for armed pedophiles running around in a gang to defend themselves. This is why you need some system.
The state doesn't solve that problem because the state is not a fact finder.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's the realtor, Mark Warda.
Looking for a great real estate investment? Consider New Hampshire, which is ground zero for the Liberty Movement. Your first call should be to Mark Warden from Porcupine Real Estate. He's more than just a real estate agent. He's your New Hampshire concierge. Where are the best places to live? Do you want farm, city, the burbs, or forest? Do you want a duplex or multifamily building so that renters pay your mortgage? There are homes in all price ranges in New Hampshire, and Mark can help with financing, too. Invest in liberty and property. Mark Warden can help.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Talking about this, what else? Buildings are on fire across America. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to tell you about Intercoin. today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often they work hand in hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin, however, has spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google, and now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If a decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in MeatSpace. We think that this is important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that FTL has accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. And if you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin. It's spelled with an I, I-N-T-E-R, intercoin.org, and you can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. So let's go to the phones, guys, before we jump right back into riots and, you know, how bad cops are or whatever it is.
Oh, you say that like you're defending them all of a sudden, Mark.
Robert in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk
Live. Oh, he will.
Yes, sir. I studied law under Professor Dr. Strafrecht, that means criminal law, under Professor Dr. Knut Amelung in the Technische Universität Dresden, and he said that the way laws come about, I mean, what they reflect is, they reflect the Sitten und Gebräuche is what he said. That means basically, in English, that would mean...
Let's stick with the English, because the going back and forth between German and English is going to be difficult for the audience. Go, please.
Okay. He said that you were wondering if laws there, you know, if laws have an evil aspect. Well,
I wasn't wondering. We know it.
Okay. Well, Professor Amelung was of the opinion he was more than an opinion. He knew that the laws actually come from the cultural the culture of the particular society is set up. That's what he meant.
That's largely true. Laws that are openly enforced, that is true of. There are some laws that are less openly enforced.
Like what?
Like charging prostitutes for failure to register as a sex offender from 30 years ago. Like charging people for having, you know, weed residue on the bottom of their shoe.
So
for
sort of
like
the
charging
bureaucracy.
Old ladies for having the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday pill organizers for heart meds and charging them with, you know, schedules 1 through 4 and misbranding.
All right.
Well, that was true. That was true in Germany, too. When I got there, we had laws against homosexuality, but then I brought it to Professor Dr. Knut Amelung's attention, and he changed the law so that boys could have sex with other men, or men could have sex with other men beginning at 18, and girls could have sex with...
This professor
changed
the law?
Wow.
Yeah, he was
amazing. There's stuff that isn't, you know, kind of openly...
Robert?
I'm sorry. So anyhow, and girls and boys could give their permission to have sex with you know, someone 16 years or older. I mean, 16 years or older, beginning when they were 16.
In the first floor of the law school that I went to, there was an organization of professors that wrote what are called comments to the code articles, which the legislature neither orders nor approves, and that are taken as law by judges, and that they're the, quote, proper interpretation of the code articles. So, yeah, weird stuff happens, and I think that most people would not approve of that. But they do the things that people approve of in the open, and the things that people don't approve of in the basement of law school.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it.
But, yeah, it's not that out of line that it's out of line, but it's not that surprising to me that professors are writing laws.
Well, it's fascinating to me. I certainly hadn't heard that at all.
Not just writing the law, changed it. Got it repealed or whatever.
Oh, there's some comments that say the opposite of what, like, the code article obviously says.
So, I guess, you know, when I think about culture, basically Robert's thesis is that it's okay, it seems, what his thesis is that it's okay that some laws are unjust by our standards because they are just by the culture standards, whatever that culture may be.
So we must protect the individual and his rights to do as he pleases so long as he doesn't infringe on the rights of others.
And I like that, right? That sounds like a very American thing to say, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a remarkably American thing. The idea is that we would write laws that protect the individual, protect the rights of the individual, but then you have, you know, some of the craziest stuff out there. The vice laws certainly come to mind. And don't forget, most people who are in prison are not in for violent crimes.
It's like 90%+ is drug possession.
I don't think in prison. I think that's arrests, and it's old numbers before marijuana was illegal. But I mean, I'm not saying
that marijuana is still not legal. So
at the federal level,
and in most states,
yeah. But I mean, you don't see as much marijuana arrests as you did back in the day.
Not in New Hampshire, but in a lot of places that industry
sure.
is alive
I wouldn't
and well.
I wouldn't want to be in Oklahoma dealing with this particular problem. I'm just saying, hey, look at Denver, look at California, look at these places.
And people who are doing 30 to life that got convicted 10 years ago, they're still in jail.
And yeah, it's true. And I think that they probably should go back and find these nonviolent drug offenders and get them out of prison. I don't see any reason to send nonviolent drug offenders to prison. You know, while Eckerd Drugs can do business as a drug dealer, it's fine. The guy goes out and sells some drugs to his friends. It's a problem.
And it's usually not sale, by the way. What most people are not aware of is it's distribution. So if you're standing in a circle and you pass a joint to the person next to you that you just got passed from you to the person on the other side, that is distribution.
I suspect it is, but it's unlikely that you'd be convicted of it, right?
Maybe in Keene, New Hampshire.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling in from, I believe, Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So last night, great show, by the way. I had a lot of great callers. But one of the messages, and I think I may have misunderstood, which is why I wanted clarification. And I understand you can't speak on behalf of Ian or anything, but it sounded to me like if you're on the police.
Hold on, Vernon. I'm sorry. You're breaking up there.
I'll call y'all back when I'm in a better area. Sorry.
Well, no problem. And, you know, there's dispensation for the second call in an evening. And I think that would be qualify as it. Sometimes if there's technical difficulties, we'll let a second call occur. So there you go.
It's all arbitrary anyway. You can take as many calls from the same person as you want. You just choose not to as a rule of the show.
Right. I mean, arbitrary isn't and a rule aren't the same thing. Arbitrary suggests there is no rule.
Like never. Just because there's reasons to break it doesn't mean it's arbitrary. Arbitrary would be like everybody has to wear a green T-shirt tonight.
And, you know, I mean, yes, it's our show. We set up rules, and yeah. The idea is that we set up the rules is to make the show the best it could be.
Understood.
There was once upon a time that we would do ladies first. A female callers would get to go to the head of the line, and at some point or another, it just didn't make sense anymore. Like, we're going to do a show about equality and freedom and then let one group go ahead of another group, and you know, it just wasn't sure. The same. It's hard to get women to call talk radio, mind you.
Well, then that's the incentive. You put them in the front of the line.
I'm not saying that we couldn't reinstitute the rule. I'm just saying I'm not gonna.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, please don't.
Was the rule ever stricken from the books, or did it just fall by the
way? We have no books.
Okay.
We have so few rules that we can memorize them.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're not the state, you don't need three floors of, like, detailed rules.
Well, I'm just saying, if the rule was never stricken
from the books. And if the rules don't
work,
then we have arbitrary diktats that we just
That's
roll
what I'm
out.
Saying.
So, anyway, I hope I you know what, Melanie, I asked you a question, and that was, what do you foresee that is positive out of this whole rioting thing here? And I don't really think
I think that it is very telling that when the rioters were lighting the police station on fire, the cops did not fight them. The cops did not call for backup. The cops did not bring in reinforcements. The cops
they just
said,
wanted a new cop shop.
I'm going to GTFO. Give me a helicopter. I'm climbing out of this roof. That is telling of the fact that they are unwilling to do the job when the job gets dangerous. So if we make the job dangerous enough, they'll quit doing it.
It may also be a strategic retreat, which is why it has to be sustained.
And you're not willing to bet on sustained, right?
I'm not willing to bet on it, but I will advocate for it.
855-450-3733. I won't. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Join the AMP program like Nathan Benson did. You go to AMP, freetalklive.com, and that's all you have to do to get started. Free Talk Live does some unique things for you, the listener, which is, A, we offer freedom of speech. I mean, seriously, where are you going to go to get on 200 radio stations across the United States and do it as quickly as you can on Free Talk Live? Sure, maybe you can wait on one of the bigger shows. I mean, we're the rated the number 26 talk show in the nation. So, you know, 1 through 10 or something, and maybe you'll get on. I don't like your chances, but it's possible. Whereas I like your chances of getting on Free Talk Live. And we make that possible, and we make it very easy. So go to amp.freetalklive.com if you support our mission.
With limited screening as well.
That's correct. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jerome calling in from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm just glad that y'all let me talk to you.
You're welcome.
Because I'm banned from the local station.
Okay.
There's a guy here in town. He's afraid to talk to me. He's afraid of me because we got into it over Michael Slater killing Walter Scott, shooting him in the back. And he said that if he was on the jury, he would have acquitted him. So
is this the cop that shot the black guy that was running away in the back or something?
Yeah, and then tried to plant the evidence, you know, some kind of evidence on him.
That seems like an odd thing to say, but I don't know why he would say that.
Yeah, but he said it. And he won't own it, okay? He's been running away from that comment for years now.
Well,
but the thing I wanted to mention was...
It's live radio.
Trump saying that he could stand on the street corner in New York and shoot someone. I assume it would be New York, since that's where he's from. And he wouldn't lose any support. Why is it I'm the only person from coast to coast that seems to be bothered by a comment like that and could never vote for someone?
I am bothered by that, Jerome, and I'm as bothered by that as the statement of like people who go on Twitter and say that they could have been raped by Joe Biden, they'd still vote for him.
Terrible.
Like, it's that kind of crappy attitude that gets us the crappy results that we have. You know, I mean, that's just it. The system is designed that we're only going to get two choices. Now there is a third choice. Go ahead.
What is that? I've never heard Biden come out and say anything close to something like that.
Okay.
And there are
no, Biden hasn't, but his supporters have.
Not the same.
It's not the same, but I'm not going to vote for Biden either. I mean,
I can't understand what Biden said.
I'm not voting for crooked old perverts this go around, Jerome. That's really my thing. Thank you, though. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. All right, let's go to Vernon calling in from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Whoops, I got to push that little button. Sorry.
So thanks for calling, letting me call in again. So last night I got the impression that the message was that if you're not happy with the police, it's okay to go burn down the police station. So I wanted to turn it around. What if you have, and I'm sure you have your critics, and you have some very extreme critics. So let's just say those extreme critics, people that, you know, you will not take calls from, come over and they're rioting outside of the Free Talk Live studios, and they throw a Molotov cocktail into your studio. Like, is that the same kind of...
If we were aggressing against them, especially to the level that the police do, that would absolutely be okay, but we are not.
I am not gonna, I am not backing... Everybody here is speaking for themselves, okay?
Right, but you could take it.
Hold on. Before you rebut that, let me give my answer. Wait, before you rebut Vernon, allow me to give my answer. My answer is my problem with the police, if they're, you know, my problem with the police is about funding.
That's it.
Not about their job and about the qualified immunity, right? So they certainly can
do pretty big things.
Those are big things, right?
Big things.
They can do some irresponsible acts and not have to take responsibility for their actions.
Financial or otherwise.
I don't get to do that here on Free Talk Live.
Big difference.
And number two is that, you know, their paychecks are paid for by the government no matter what they do. I am never going to get that option. So those are my issues with the police.
So let me ask you this. So if there was rioting outside the Free Talk Live studios, would you all call the police to come and assist you all?
I don't know that the police would come and assist us.
Well, this is a pretty old...
I probably just deal with it myself.
Okay, well, you may do that, but I'm going to just go ahead and defend the notion of calling the police. You cannot rob me at the threat of stealing my home from me and putting me and my wife and my child out on the street to pay for an organization, and then when I call to use that organization, because that organization now has a competitive advantage that makes every other organization like that organization completely unviable, and then say, ha 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 ha, you love the police actually. No, I was robbed to pay for the police, and...
Aren't you also in a situation right now where you have called the police?
Yeah.
And they have done nothing for you?
Right. I've called the police on a guy who's threatened to kill me, and the cops won't do anything about it.
The funding to me is largely irrelevant. Like, taxation is its own issue. I don't spend a lot of time complaining about mailmen and librarians because I really just, taxation is its own issue and it needs to be dealt with, but I just really don't care. And I don't know that it's that big of a problem philosophically anyway. The problem with the police is that their job is to commit aggression. So if there is a private organization, what do you mean, how so? They go around...
You can't just make a statement on national radio when people are tuning in and tuning out and not back it up.
There are laws that do not require a victim, and the police are like, yes, sign me up to enforce all of those laws, and they will arrest you, handcuff you, capture you, and throw you in a cage, and then stand in the halls of the cage and keep you from leaving... for things that are none of their business and oftentimes planted evidence, but I guess that's not technically their job. It's just the thing they often do. Like, that's the problem. If there was a private organization that did that, I would have equally as much problem with it.
Vernon?
You make some very good points. One other thing I wanted to point out, in the late 1800s, right around May 31st, June 1st, in Tulsa, there were these riots where a bunch of white people supposedly were mad at a bunch of black people, and they did a lot of mass arrests and everything. So I just think it's ironic
and more importantly, they destroyed what consisted of black business in Tulsa at the time. And this is why it's so difficult.
I just find it interesting that now it's reversed.
Well, I don't know whether I agree with... Look, you know what, Vernon? What you're suggesting is that a race war would turn out well for black people in America. I would rebut that statement.
Good point. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Joe in Indiana. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live, sir. I presume it's
a
sir.
How are you?
All's well.
Hey, so just out of curiosity, I mean, earlier, about maybe roughly a half hour ago, I don't know what it was, basically, you were saying, you know, you were talking about the cops lining up in a straight line.
Yep. Richie, that's you.
Is me. Have you seen it? Huh? They do it. They line right up in a straight line.
Can I finish or not?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just making sure that you understand that one person said this, not three. You said you.
I understand. I understand.
Go right ahead.
But, and then you said, just go ahead and shoot below the chest.
Yep, because that's where the chest plating is.
What are you advocating? Are you advocating shoot cops?
Absolutely.
Why?
You are. Why? You're advocating shoot police.
They're out there. They've already aggressed on people. They're lining up. If you're going to take a shot, this is the opportunity.
Holy moly. You guys should be shut down.
Well, at Free Talk Live is a show where we offer, like you, Joe, like you get to call in and say what you want to say.
I used to be a police officer.
I'm a firefighter. What do you want? A medal?
No. What I'm telling you is I realized I became out of control and I quit.
Good.
It was
well, if you were out of control and you harmed somebody, would it be okay for a person to use deadly force to protect themselves?
I didn't harm anybody, but I realized I didn't want to, you know, I just didn't like dealing with the public I had to deal with. So my point is...
I wouldn't either. It'd be a miserable job.
But if you feel that way about the cops, how do you feel about the National Guard who are being called out? You feel the same way?
Absolutely.
If they're doing the same job, I mean, I don't know why they should be treated differently.
Yeah, I don't agree with this.
So your show is advocating shooting them.
Say that again?
I said your show is advocating...
No, it is not. Free Talk Live is a show, and there are people on it, just like you, Joe. You're on the show right now. Are you advocating shooting cops?
Absolutely not.
Then don't try to paint the show
Mark
as doing
was
that.
Not, Mark was more worried about using the correct pronouns for the riot. It was more me and Rich who were...
Right, and what I thought Richie was saying was something to the effect of, if one were to go after police, that this is a strategically bad way to line up, and because they could be shot. However,
but he said
that's what he said.
That's what I said.
What do you want me to do? You want me to fire him? He doesn't get paid. Thanks for the call, Joe. Call in sometime. I'd love to hear it. Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off the second hour of Free Talk Live, this live edition. It's live if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's true nearly every day of the year here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-450-3733. Let's get right into the calls. We've got Phil in California. Lots of calls. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All's well.
I called last week from Utah, but I'm here in California. I just got here last night, and I just wanted to share the funniest thing I've ever seen, but also it looked to be very uncomfortable for the gentleman who was on the receiving end of it.
Okay.
I was driving through a town called Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, very wealthy area. There was a large group of, I would have to say, 100% like rich white people just protesting, saying blah, blah, blah. And then this guy, probably pretty wealthy guy, black guy, pulls up probably to go get some dinner. And they're all yelling at him, "We're sorry, we're sorry. It's not us. We care about you." And I'm I've never seen anything like that in my life. I don't even know how to react. And
yeah, that's ridiculous. Like,
that's white guilt.
It's really patronizing too. Like, he doesn't know these people. He probably doesn't want anything to do with these people. Like, that's just annoying. Don't annoy random black passerbys.
And apologize.
Yeah, he looked confused, and he kind of had that look on his face, like, "Who the hell are these people?"
Take it easy, hunky.
I had an idea. My girlfriend happens to be black, so we're going to go down there and ask for reparations.
Nice.
It's an excellent idea.
Get it on video.
That's funny.
She's trying, but she doesn't want to like embarrass herself. But I'm trying to convince her to do it because I think it would be the funniest thing ever.
Oh no, it'll be funny. It's like, oh, okay, because you're here to put on a show. Like, all right, well, do what you say you're really here to do. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about something on, somebody's like, somebody made some accusation about Free Talk Live being all white. And I don't know about you people, but you people are looking pretty white to me.
I'd be classified as white depending on how many other white people are around.
Mostly
me.
Portuguese. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. You're sort of it's borderline.
Right. But I'm also, you got to remember, I'm also from Hawaii, so I'm pretty white.
I've never done 23andMe, but I feel like I'm white. I mean,
thanks for the call, Phil. Appreciate it. On Friday night, it's actually an all-black show on Free Talk Live. I didn't think about it until sort of someone leveled an accusation at me. But
so we don't do exclusion. We do segregation.
Well, that's where they ended up. So whatever. They're welcome to come to New Hampshire and do the show, or I'll go do the show with them. I was doing, Alex there for a while. Anyway, the 855-450-3733. Let's go to Laszlo calling in from the United States. Laszlo, you're on Free Talk Live. Check, check.
Hello.
Hello, Laszlo. What's on your mind?
Here we go. By the way, Mark, I had the actual inverse experience.
Which experience are we referring to?
School education.
Okay.
Kind of thing. I went to public school.
Uh-huh.
from first grade through eighth grade. Kindergarten through eighth.
Yeah, this sounds like the mirror of my situation because I went to private school from kindergarten through eighth grade.
Right. And then I got accepted to a preparatory school in ninth grade.
Okay.
And guess what happened?
You did well and your grades went up because it's a preparatory school?
Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
No.
He didn't do well because he wasn't prepared for it.
No, they taught a lot better, but I was, confined to a lot of guys. You understand?
No.
Either you were unhappy that it was not co-ed or you converted to homosexuality.
I didn't convert.
Okay. So you found it frustrating that it was not co-ed.
Exactly. Yeah,
I didn't go to an all-boys school.
I did.
In 10th grade, I went back to public school because I quit. Mm-hmm. I was like...
Not doing this.
They were like, you better get out or we'll kick you out. And I left. And I went back to public school. And I did like two classes, like in the 10th year. 10th grade.
I can't believe you could even do that for you, but all right.
Yeah, I cut every class. I was smoking pot. I was, anyway. To move on, Ian is a horrible host. I called last night.
Anyway. That's kind of a non sequitur.
You know he's listening, right?
I'd say he's our best, honestly.
I'm very non sequitur. Melanie.
Yes?
I have an answer for you. You asked about when I suggested the canal. The 20-mile wide, 200 feet deep, 4,000 miles of seacoast between America and Mexico.
Okay, what's the answer? And
the answer is everybody can have their little island. They can have their little island, right?
I don't know that dirt would, like, just build up and kind of float like
that.
Islands are rock.
Yeah. I think that might be difficult. I think you might be able to build
a seastead.
If you could do, thank you for the call, Laszlo, if you could actually make a 20-mile wide canal that ran from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean all along the U.S.-Mexican border in order to solve the immigration crisis. I mean, I don't think this is really the problem that's going on here. People are sneaking across the border in order to wash our clothes and mow our grass. I mean, like, I don't see the real catastrophe that's going on. But whatever. The real question is, what do you do with all the dirt? Because there's a lot of it when you dig a
canal
that wide.
Build a wall on either side of dirt and clay and mud.
Yeah.
So you have a moat going through instead.
I'd say this, if I had to defend it, and I'm not defending this, is that something like 98% of the ocean is largely unoccupied. And it's just, like reefs, that's where the life is. And you could probably just find places to dump this stuff. I don't know what's going on in the Marianas Trench. None of us do. But you can find some places to dump it and then dump. But it's going to be higher than Everest.
I'd be worried about the ecological consequences of that, because that's a lot of dirt.
That's all I had. That's the only defense I could
find
come up
with. Find the deepest part and then just sink it all the way down to the bottom and raise that up a few hundred.
Brad,
it's not that tall.
Brad calling in from Ontario. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Big shout out to you. I called in like maybe 6 months ago. I talked to Ian about teacher strikes in Ontario, and it was before all this COVID.
Sure. I bet this took care of it.
And they were, all of them in Ontario, like we have a problem with public sector workers going on strike.
Sure.
Here in Ontario. And it was really at the height in March, early March. And then it just disappeared. Because they're getting all paid, full pension, full wages, very good wages, who are on strike refusing to work in the first place,
right?
Government workers, and then it just disappeared. All like Twitter feed, Facebook. It just disappeared.
And just like that,
they're not complaining anymore because they're sitting at home. But what I do also
weren't they
see
sitting at home during the strike anyway?
Those are the ones that are saying don't go back to work, obviously, because they're sitting at home getting paid like they normally do for doing nothing.
Yeah, I think that this is sort of a truism among Americans too. Is that we, you know, everybody seems to know somebody who's making more money sitting on their butt than working. And besides that, like, think about this for a second. If you could get paid 80% of your paycheck and not have to do anything, like zero work, 0% of the work, 80% of the pay.
That might be a pay raise, because if you have to buy work clothes, gasoline,
right,
maintenance on a car, you don't need a car anymore.
Lunch?
That might be a raise.
Well, not just that. It makes
What I'm trying to suggest is it's the unioners that are the ones that like to dog fuck.
Whoa. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Seems like everybody's been talking about riots here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Rich.
And Melanie.
This COVID-19 thing's turned the world upside down, and regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience are not the kind that just stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. That's Matthew at freetalklive.com if you want to talk about some, frankly, money-saving packages that will help you reach a national audience. Let's go to JT calling in from Pennsylvania. JT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. It's about the use of the emergency alert system.
That where they go beep, beep, or whatever that noise is?
Yes, that is exactly right.
Okay. Or when they send a missile alert to your cell phone?
So I'm like, this ought to be good. And, of course, it was. I'm calling from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the very, very western tip on the northern tier border town. And they're calling and saying that they are putting in a curfew in Philadelphia, 600 miles away, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Useful information for somebody in Erie, right?
Talk about tyrannic.
I'm not in Erie. I'm an hour away from
even farther.
I'm in the Allegheny National Forest.
Gotcha.
But my point is that supposed to help me? Or
it's for your own safety and protection.
You
don't want to be out and about when people are rioting and burning stuff down. So for your safety
and
protection.
They're only 8.5 hours away by car.
Yep. So and good thing the curfew's in place. Me. Otherwise, they'd be migrating your way, burning down your place, too.
he's just messing with you, JT.
No, because there are people that will make that argument.
Yes, and I'm really on that side, but so you're kind of not messing with me. But I guess my point is that why infuriate me when I'm trying to do something and you go on the emergency alert system and tell me about a city?
So
that
I think they're trying to terrorize you.
When you say emergency alert system, are you talking about that on the phone where they send you a message?
No, I'm talking about the radio.
The radio.
I'm a radio head.
Well, I mean,
super Radiohead.
Yeah, but I mean, the emergency alert system's always been about things that don't affect me. That's been
where
my experience.
Is the station?
Not storms and thunderstorms.
When I've dealt with storms and thunderstorm stuff on the radio, usually it has to do with some place that's far away. you know, hours from me, and it just doesn't.
True.
It's probably some legal thing where they have to, if they're going to institute a curfew, they have to do it on public airwaves.
JT, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Well, let's go to Carlos calling in from Minnesota. He might know a little something. Carlos, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to speak towards you guys and all your listeners. I'm just wondering, what good has the quarantine and the furloughing most of the country, like, what good has that done for us?
None.
It stopped the spread of the virus. It has flattened the curve, so hospitals can accommodate people who do get sick.
You mean the hospitals that are, like, laying off, you know?
Because the curve has been flattened. Thank you, curfew and quarantine.
Where's the proof for that?
Well, I don't have any. I'm just being facetious again.
I know, but I'm asking everybody.
As far as the lockdown goes, I would say that we cannot say what life would have been like. There's certainly been life lost as a result of the COVID-19 thing. Most of it appears to be, like the vast majority of it, appears to be from people who are 70 and older that were probably not doing so great.
Well, and it's 70 plus with underlying health conditions.
Yeah.
What? You don't think all those people would have died if we didn't?
I think all the people are going to die.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you give them just one more year, right, how can you deny them that one more year of their life?
In a nursing home?
Hey, whatever, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like we're trying to save really old people.
Right. I think that it was a terrible plan. To my mind, if the concern is old people might get sick, then old people should stay home and we should all adopt an old person and drop their stuff they need on their doorstep or whatever.
Yeah, most of them don't have jobs anyway. They're retired, so yeah. We could continue working, and then they would still have places to buy groceries.
My 79-year-old mother's like, screw it, though. I'm going out.
When they first started the lockdown, what I said is it's going to be very insidious because no matter how it turns out, the government is going to take credit for it. Well, not just that, but they're going to take credit for it. So if the lockdown leads to flattening of the curve and no old people getting sick, they will say that without us, those people would have died.
Sure.
Right. And if it got worse because of the lockdown and everyone got sick and the virus spread anyway, they would have said, well, we minimized it so it's not as bad as it could have been.
Right. Like, they're always going to take some level of credit for it.
Right. And no matter what happens, they're going to take credit, and the vast majority of people will buy into that.
And what my concern is that, look, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a new virus next year, and there will be a pandemic at some point in the future, a real one, not this sort of pretend pandemic.
Also, how many lives has it ruined just by furloughing so many people?
Well, don't forget that.
They don't count those because there's no death rate on that.
Yeah.
Well, there is. There's not necessarily a measurable death rate. Well, I mean, and so it's really weird, as many people have pointed out, it's really weird to have to sit here and explain to leftists, who are the ones advocating for the lockdown, that poverty has negative consequences and can kill you.
Well, they believe that a check from the government is an economy. But I think that what's interesting is nobody says anything. They're sure they'll say something about suicide or whatever. But how about these lockdowns are saying you must stay in the house with your abusive spouse?
Yep.
How many?
Or your abusive parents who you didn't pick.
Or whatever the case is. How many young people or women or perhaps men have perished because daddy, mommy, whomever, has not only been stuck in the same house with them, but everybody's drinking. Like, alcohol is going around. Alcohol, domestic abuse, these things tend not to go well. Now, I've looked at the excess death numbers, the number of deaths that have gone on in the United States since this COVID thing started, and the presumption is that COVID is the thing that's killing everybody. And I don't know, I don't have any evidence that this isn't true. But that, you know, they don't say anything about suicides and all this other stuff. I hear suicides are up. So it's my biggest fear is now the government has successfully locked us down. And are we going to do it again next year? Are we going to do it every year? Every flu season from here on out? Because it could be deadly.
Are we going to condemn protests and riots to try to get some of those liberties back?
Weak people might die. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And let's go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in on the Discord lines. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm watching a zombie movie.
Okay.
Is that on CNN? Least,
yeah, that's what it seems like. I just, you know, it's amazing how we fall for the same tricks for thousands of years. This divide and conquer nonsense where people want to be in this group or that group or the other group, and they want to say that the other group is their enemy, and it works every time. I don't know when we're going to get wise enough to stop falling for this. Today we have the internet. We have all this research available to us, and yet people are falling for the same stupid tricks that we fell for 4,000 years ago.
Is the group that's aggressing against you and your neighbors and, you know, forcibly taking your taxes, are they not your enemy?
Yeah, of course they are.
Okay. Just checking.
Anybody taking my stuff is my enemy. Anybody who's harming me or my family is my enemy. Now, that could be looters, or it could be the goons in blue.
So aren't you victim to that same us versus them mentality as well?
Well, I'm a victim, but I'm not falling for the trap for the tricks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a victim of violence. I'm a victim of theft. And so are we all in one way or another. But the thing that I'm getting at is why we keep falling for the same divide and conquer tactics. I don't hate these looters. They're pretty darn stupid, some of them. I mean, that basically you see all these people rushing in and out of stores, grabbing a handful of shoes. How... do they really need the shoes that bad? Is it that important for them to have a pair of shoes?
Maybe they're probably
not. Okay, so most of the people were not looting. Most of the people were burning down the police station.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched
I've seen one. I've seen one police station burned down. Where are the rest?
There were a couple of police stations that were attacked.
They were burned, but they were attacked.
I saw a lot of
cop cars destroyed. That's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid target. So if there's people who are inclined to steal and they see a violent mob burning down a police station, it's not like the wildest stretch of the imagination that those other unrelated people would be like, hey, now's a really good time to rob Target.
It's excellent cover.
And that seems to be a lot of what's going on.
Yeah.
I will say that it probably doesn't make... It doesn't do the cause any good.
Right, but they're not necessarily members of the cause. They're just a guy who wanted a TV, and he's like, now would be a really good time to steal a TV. I've been meaning to do that.
Well, they certainly do 4K. Remind me of a B-grade zombie movie where the zombies are just roaring down the street, ripping everything up and eating people's brains and setting things on fire. I mean, it does not accomplish anything.
Part of the problem is you're watching CNN where they're going to show you...
I'm watching.
CNN. I suggested that he was watching a zombie movie on CNN.
I'm watching.
He confirmed it, but I don't know if he was actually.
What are you watching?
CNN.
Unicorn Riot, Life is GQ. You know, these are private guys out on the street.
Well, that's from the source then. Okay.
Yeah. I don't pay any attention to CNN. I try never to even look at them.
Well, we have determined is that no one likes CNN because the cops violently attacked CNN and the protesters violently attacked CNN too.
Poor CNN's getting it from both ends. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. Or did you notice how Gene sounded? You can go to discord.freetalklive.com and you can download the app there. Well, you don't have to, but you can. Download the app and sign in and do all that stuff. It takes a little, a few minutes the first go around. But after that, you can just hop right in real quick. It doesn't take much. It's discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jeremy calling in from, looks like, Alabama. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, man, I just wanted to, give my little opinion, I don't think it means too much, but sometimes I think people need to hear words from other people,
That's why we talk to each other.
Yeah. Well, my whole outlook on it seems to be different from anybody I've come across. Your last caller, seemed to kind of agree with me. I believe that, think about it. Our forefathers fought for our freedom over a tea tax. The fact that we haven't rose up a long time ago is beyond me. And you're right. There shouldn't be riot. They shouldn't be looting and stealing stuff. But you got to think about the people who are stealing this stuff are the people who can't afford to really shop in these places. These are the people that the system has let down and bullied and punished for a long time. And I don't even know if the whole thing's real myself.
The whole thing's not real. I think a lot of it is real. But, the cop vandalized the AutoZone and then wrote on the door free stuff and stuff, which doesn't make sense. Like, that's not where you would want to... The specific parts for AutoZone. It's not like, oh yeah,
caught him at AutoZone. Apparently, he was like making his way
down.
That was
a cop, so that wasn't.
Well, it's alleged that was a cop. There's some good evidence.
It was alleged by the video that it was a cop. So
the jury of the mob has decided
thing I think they did that has they got right was they actually took out the police station, take out the places,
amen, brother.
The taxpayers. The taxpayers pay for these places.
They also attacked the state house. They got stopped at that point. But
so evict these evil politicians from what they're doing. Get them out of there. They're all evil. And the police have become goons for evil politicians and corrupt judges. And they punish the poor people. Think about it. All of these cops are middle class. And they come, they live in the suburbs, they come into the cities to work, and they punish the people that live in these cities.
This is where I got to get out the historical quote. When people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. So if you want more
liberty, there's an even deadlier sounding one, which is...
The tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots?
That one's kind of a defeatist, though, because it's like, all right, you'll never win. You just have to keep doing this over and over again.
Well, and I've already said, I'm already clear. It has to be sustained. If it's not sustained, they will regroup and return
in force. Which is true of everything. If you start building a house and don't sustain it till completion... You didn't accomplish anything.
Right.
If you start driving to the store and don't sustain it to completion, you haven't accomplished anything.
Right.
Let's go to the phones here, folks. David calling in from Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David.
Well, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yep, Jackson, Michigan, 80 miles from Detroit and about 40 miles due south of Lansing. So that'd be west of Detroit, 80 mile. In the heart of the Republican.
So are there any riots going on there?
They're protests because they're Republican.
I'm concerned. It may happen.
I don't know. Maybe. So what's going on?
Yeah, what are you concerned about? What's leading you to have that concern?
Grand Rapids, Kent County, Michigan. Serious reports of burning police vehicles, which is normally conservative, but of course the inner city, they have different agenda. But what is just making me so sick to my stomach is you're not protesting a small business owner. If you're
who could protest a small business owner?
If you're an agent for a glass company, I understand it, but it's still
right.
It's hard to direct the mob to the proper targets.
One thing's for sure, David's absolutely right. The glass company is going to be doing just fine. When COVID's over, I guess COVID is over. Just like that, COVID disappears.
I don't know, man. We're into the June 15th here in New Hampshire now.
COVID is a very sapient virus with specific goals.
Thanks for the call, David. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Mark with you.
Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to thank Edwardian for being an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live allows opinions that you will not see in nationally syndicated radio.
Like, it's radio?
Well, not here, nor will you hear it. Thank you. It's just the way it is, right? Like, some voices make it, some voices don't. Free Talk Live tries to make it so all the voices are heard over it. And you can support that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joe calling in from Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello,
Joe. What do you know?
Yeah, I've got you on my radio here, and I thought, well, maybe I'll give you a call. I watched that video of the murder of Mr. Floyd.
Yes.
Several times. They had him handcuffed, and they were walking him over to the police van.
Uh-huh.
Now, they were going to put him in the back seat there. But there must have been some equipment or something, so they took him around to the other side of the van.
Uh-huh.
Now, we don't know what happened for a couple minutes on the other side of the van because there was nobody there with a camera.
Right.
Now, Mr. Floyd, I think he had to do something to this policeman to irritate him so bad that he threw him to the ground.
What could he have possibly done handcuffed, though, that was so egregious?
He was
so
handcuffed
egregious.
With his hands behind his back.
Right.
Right. Now, what if he, this is a theory, I don't know, they say they got some evidence. What if he would have told the cop that he had the virus and spit in his face?
Could have happened,
I
suppose.
Would that be grounds enough for him to throw him on the ground? And,
well, no, because first of all, the virus has like a 97, 99 to 99 plus percentage of recovery rate.
I think spitting's an assault.
Most people are
that's
asymptomatic. And if you're old and frail and have underlying health conditions that would make you susceptible to the virus, you probably shouldn't be a cop in the first place. If you're 70 plus with heart with 70 plus with respiratory conditions, you shouldn't be a cop in the first place. And
okay, I just wondered.
You should also handle people
there.
Who are handcuffed. And like, you don't handcuff somebody in the with their hands behind their back and then face them to you. This is also all just wild speculation.
I think when he was about to put him in the back seat, he probably turned to him and said something to him. Maybe he said that and spit at him or something.
Well, would that have justified
when
it?
Could be. The policeman threw him to the ground. That's
Joe, there's another thing about this is that these two guys actually worked as security agents at the same bar.
There's no evidence that they knew each other, though.
I don't know what the evidence is. Okay. It's a hell of a lot better than what he spit in his face, though. So I think that Joe can add this, right? Like, he can add it to his whole theory that he's concocting here, is that maybe he knew him ahead of time and there was an important – I don't know what it is. 855-450-3733. Thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Let's go to
some other evidence.
Sorry. Whoops, there you go. Wrong button. Go to Surf Daddy calling in from California. Professional radio talk show here. Surf Daddy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know L.A. County? The entire county.
I know it exists.
Huh?
I know L.A. County exists, yes.
Yeah. Just went into a curfew starting at 6 p.m., for the entire county, that's 10 million people.
Well, it's not like the bars were open anyway, right?
No, are they also under a stay-at-home order? So isn't the curfew kind of redundant?
That was supposed to end starting Friday night, actually.
So they found a new excuse to keep you inside.
So it's just like it's just the lockdown.
Surf Daddy, talk right into your phone, please.
Yeah, I'm in Ventura, so I'm right next door to L.A. County. Yeah, you know, I've been around a while. I was at in 87, there was the L.A. street scene where I was down there during pretty violent riots. It's crazy being in a real riot. Of course, we know the L.A. riots of 92 and how violent that was. And that was truly violent. It was different then. I guess the thing that I guess concerns me more about this one is just how widespread on a nationwide thing. You know, at least they're not
right. There's nothing like this. I would agree with you. Absolutely. I have never seen anything like this. Looked through what I could, searching online, trying to find some history that's comparable. I don't know. I don't know what the results are going to be because I've never seen anything like this.
I think part of the reason it's spread is marketing, right?
Marketing.
Because you had the dude in New York with the cigarettes, right? Who, like, you know, they choked him out. His last words were like, "I can't breathe."
Yeah.
They put that on T-shirts. The cops wore T-shirts that said, "I can breathe."
When I first saw this, I thought it was they were rehashing this, the whole guy in Staten Island thing.
So you had all the protest against that violence, right? Against, you know, what was a non-crime selling Lucy cigarettes. Right, you had all the protests, all the
violation, but
yeah, whatever, all the tension associated with that, and then you have this guy going saying the same thing. I can't breathe, and I think that's what set people off because obviously,
in this case, the guy actually said, "I can't breathe, officer," which, you know, like to the end, this dude was giving the respect it seems that you're supposed to.
But either way, it shows that the efforts on the protester side after the last one, after the New York guy, went unheard. Because a guy says it again, and the result is the same. They stand on his neck, and they kill him.
Well, supposedly, we've had police officers call in multiple times since this occurred, and they're saying that, look, we've been told over and over not to do this.
Well, I'm going to call BS on that, because I've had it done to me.
That doesn't mean they weren't told not to do it. It means they did it.
Yeah, in Hawaii, I don't remember the year. So I got dragged from my car. I was taken into the police station. I was peaceful but not compliant, right? Like I was not assisting the arrest, but I was, you know, not resisting it either.
And making them carry you, kind of thing,
right? And I was put on the ground, and an officer came up. He just, you know, was helping everybody else out, and he came and he put his knee on my head, right, as I was laying on the ground. And I went, "Oh, the old knee on the head trick. Did they teach you that at the academy?" Right? And I got a chuckle out of it. And one of the other guys, one of the kinder officers, pushed him off and said, "We don't need to do that." So there was a good officer, if as good as you want to say there.
Okay, so
hold on, let's go to the phones before
kidnapper.
We.
Right, you're right. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, you know, he was pushed away by someone, you know,
gotcha,
because he had his knee on my head. So the fact that they're not trained to do that, BS.
Hank in Florida. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was calling in to give you an update on Ocala.
Ocala?
He's been out of lockdown.
Ocala, is that the sort that I would expect to have some kind of riots going on?
Not yet, but, you know, the ferals run around here, too. We've got a bunch of feral people.
Feral, okay.
Is that a euphemism?
They were once domesticated and now have gone wild.
Is that what feral means?
I thought exactly. They're feral.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll take advantage of any chance they get. But if we don't have, I don't know why everybody's knocking the police. Because guess what? The police stay home tomorrow. They rob your business. They rob you.
The police are not going to protect us. The police are going to
while they were looting,
they didn't protect their station.
Hold on, you telling me the police do not protect us?
Yes, I will.
Are you telling us they do not maintain the law?
Yes.
No, they maintain the law, but they do not protect us.
They don't even maintain the law because they enforce the laws indiscriminately and they arrest people for non-laws.
You people walk down the street not worried about getting raped or being murdered?
I do not worry about that. When I walk down.
I don't worry about that because most people here aren't going to do that.
And if there's not no police to keep these people under control,
who are these people?
They'll run wild.
Well, they did.
The feral ones.
But the ferals are running wild, as you say, and the police are not keeping control.
Well, yeah, they've been ordered to stand down.
Well,
that's a form of not keeping control.
What they should do is round these people up into a big warehouse,
all right,
and close the door behind them and put them all in jail.
they should not be allowed to even be on the street do this kind of shit.
Whoa, you cannot say that, Hank. I'm terribly sorry. We don't just use the S-bomb on here on the air. But, I mean, one thing I see, I get the point, right? Like, I'm frustrated by what I see on the television with businesses being burned and that sort of thing. But the other thing is this country was kind of founded by people who were ungovernable as
Los Ingobernables,
as the British were calling us at the time, and it worked at that point. I'm not saying this is going to work. I have no idea what's going on.
It's in the spirit of the country, man.
So, I don't know. I do see most of the evidence is that the police are hired by the government to protect and serve the government.
There you go.
Do we get some extraneous protecting and serving? Absolutely. I've had that. But, you know.
Yeah, I've had it too, with the knee on my head.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Free Talk Live.
We're kicking off the third and final hour of Free Talk Live, but it is a full hour, so, you know, call on in. We still got a couple of phone lines open. The number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Let's go right to the phones. I'll just pick the person who's been on the longest, Tom, calling in from New Hampshire. Oh, boy. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to mention that in 2018, in Sorong, West Papua, Indonesia, a man was killed by a crocodile from a nearby crocodile farm, and the villagers were furious, but as furious as they were about this senseless death, they did not go out and riot against innocent people. They went to that crocodile farm and they killed 292 crocodiles. And now that village is a little bit safer without those dangerous animals.
But did they get the crocodile that actually killed the villager?
I don't know, but what difference does it make? As long as the village is a little bit safer without all those crocodiles.
I mean, so in this particular riot, though, they mostly are destroying the people and the buildings of the people who were the problem. They're mostly not destroying innocent people and property.
Mostly.
Although I wouldn't classify Target as innocent exactly. They've been involved in eminent domain themselves.
Tom, what does one do with crocodiles on a crocodile farm? I mean, I'm pretty sure they don't milk them, right?
They breed crocodiles.
Uh-huh.
They were breeding these crocodiles.
I got that impression.
For the government, because
for the government.
Because they had a license. It's kind of like an excuse, like having a warrant to barge into somebody's house. They have a license to put this crocodile breeding farm in there because I guess crocodiles. You need to have crocodiles in Indonesia for whatever reason. The nature
boots, belts, other things.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what they went, and they didn't go out and attack innocent people. They went and they killed crocodiles.
Thank you for the call, Tom.
I think you can get crocodile meat down south, too.
I've never had crocodile meat, but I have had gator.
Okay.
And, yes, it does taste like chicken. It's kind of chewy chicken. But anyway, there you go. Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's go to Jim calling in from Virginia Beach. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
You have not had my ridiculously overcooked chicken on the grill because I had a beer and forgot about it. So chicken can be chewy, I'm just saying.
It can be, yes. If you do not do chicken correctly, it can be chewy. Also, the gator that I've eaten, I caught myself, and we did it over a campfire, so...
In jail?
Well, it wasn't in jail, no.
Oh, okay.
It was in prison.
Okay.
Jim, you're on for
sorry for that confusion.
Okay. So I want to express my wonderful white privilege and say, why is there a lot of people like me trying to figure out what did the guy in handcuffs do wrong that got himself in the predicament with a knee on his neck?
Yeah, I don't know what he was charged with.
It was an unfortunate.
He tried to pass a bad $20 bill or something like that.
You know? No, I'm saying, like, once he was, I heard a gentleman say, like, once he was in handcuffs, maybe he said something and spit on him and said he had the coronavirus.
Yeah, just completely fabricated an excuse, yeah, which we like, don't do for any other victim.
The other guy, just a big giant T, and just had his hand in his pocket, his knee on his neck, and was like, maybe my thing isn't that big, but look at my gun and my knee on your neck. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, I got to say that that's probably
my opinion,
too. I'm
starting to shout because I get emotional. I just get annoyed with it, you know?
Yeah, because if somebody gets robbed, we're not like, oh, well, why did that robber hate them? What did they do to make them mad? But we do that for, or I mean, we don't, but people do that for victims of police violence because they just have to justify what the police did by any means necessary.
Because they worship the police, and the police have to have a justification for doing that. Otherwise, it destroys their worldview.
Yeah, I'm not a big giant douchebag that says we don't need police. We do. But we
also don't need to make excuses.
You do something wrong, you get a ticket. You do something wrong, you get killed. You do something wrong, you get thrown to the wolves, or all the gators get killed, or some dude with a stupid haircut gets thrown in the mob.
Sometimes
you don't
do anything wrong, and they still attack you.
I have to say I have some level of empathy with Jim's position here. So, you know, you can, on one hand, think that, you know, that what happened to this gentleman in Minneapolis was unacceptable. And at the same time, still not be for, you know, businesses being burned down and that kind of thing. So thank you for the call, Jim. The number 855-450-3733. Let's go to Salvatore in South Carolina. Salvatore, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi there, y'all. I'm actually driving down downtown here, and trust me, there's the riots are still going on. There's plenty of, I wouldn't say riots, they're peaceful protests right now, but oh my God!
Did he just get into an accident? Is that
no,
the
this is fake.
I think
is
that
that's
the suggestion.
Okay.
There was a really great one where who's the guy from the Coast to Coast? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. The first guy. Anyway, I got to see him.
Ian would know.
Yeah, I can remember George Norrie and Ian Punnett, but I cannot remember the guy who started Coast to Coast. And now there are 100,000 people screaming at their radio right now. But anyway, I got to see him before he passed away relatively recently. And they played something like that, one of his calls, and it was like, I don't know what that was. And then just kind of moved on. Oh, let's
good
go,
effort, though.
Steve in Florida. Oh, I thought it was good. I mean, yeah. That's good. That's excellent Free Talk Live kind of pranking stuff there.
Yeah, it's that's high quality pranking as opposed to some of y'all who like to do
just
really
cuss words.
Yeah,
lame.
Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was sitting there thinking. I was wondering who protects y'all's houses and stuff when you are not there.
Oh, nobody. When I'm not there, I'm usually there though.
I live in an apartment, so.
But either way, you don't think without law and order, people wouldn't run wild and attack your house?
Well, which one, law or order?
Both.
Well, they're two different things, though.
Hand in hand, too.
I hope.
But I think you're mostly talking about law, and I think you're mostly talking about the cops. So if most people wanted to violently break into the houses all day long, That's what they do, cops or no, because the number of cops that we have could not stop the number of people if all the people just wanted to go around breaking in the houses.
Yeah, I hope we don't live in a society or world where that's the only thing preventing people from doing violent and unspeakable things is the fact that they might get in trouble by the cops.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm sorry, without law, there would not be order.
So would you just break into houses all day if you knew you would not get caught by the cops?
Many people would.
But would you?
If I could steal from you, and I'm sure you got more than I do, then I might do that.
But and every time you do that, though, you're putting your life at risk, right? Because at some point, you're going to break into a house, and without law and order, you're just going to get shot. And I'd be okay with that.
Shoot you first.
Maybe.
Yep.
Well, so my experience, Steve, is with burglars is usually the police don't catch them until they've done 100 burglaries.
And, would it be okay if I broke into your house, shot you, and raped your wife?
Well, did you really need to up it?
Why doesn't his wife have a rifle? I have a rifle. I have a Glock. Yeah. I have all kinds of weapons.
I may shoot her too first.
You may, but you may not.
You're going to shoot her first and then rape her? That's kind of beyond.
So, Steve, right. if you assume
that my house is not protected or that I wouldn't protect it to the death. If you tried to break in.
This fun little game where we're like, well, what if thing? I mean, what the reality is that I've got to play. Steve, hold on, Steve. Let me make my statement. I didn't get to. And I'll let you, if I had to hold you over. The reality is I have to pay for this organization that may or may not respond depending on how they feel. The Supreme Court of the United States of America has ruled not once, but multiple times that there is no obligation to protect. Now, to take my money at the threat of putting my family on the street and then not create an obligation, I mean, I could hire a private agency to do worse, better than that. I'll hold Steve over so he gets a chance to talk here on Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we had held Steve over from Florida, and I had just sort of made the point that, look, I'm a firefighter. I appreciate the police officers I work with. I've worked with quite a few good people who do good stuff. But when one looks at a system and says, all right, you're going to pay for these people's salary, and then if you don't do it, we're going to kick you out of your house, and you better say thank you.
And who's going to be doing the kicking out of the house if it comes to that?
Hold on.
Let's get to Steve on here on Free Talk Live. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. We could debate a point. You are obviously anti-cop.
I am not anti-cop.
I am.
But you know, you said you're a firefighter. I presume the taxpayers pay your salary.
They pay a small stipend for me to respond.
You're not a volunteer, right?
Statist.
What's that?
You're not a volunteer, are you?
I am a volunteer, and they pay a small stipend for me to respond, and I donate that small stipend to some charity of my choice at the end of the year.
Well, I'd like to thank you for all you do either way.
Appreciate it.
And I'd like to thank all the police for all they do. I'm sorry there is a few bad cops.
Even putting their knees on someone's neck and crushing them to death?
Well, they go out and risk their life. They go out and risk their life every day because people like to shoot cops. Yeah, they risk their
people don't often shoot cops. There's a list. I think it came in 35th most dangerous last year.
People don't often kill cops. I mean, cops don't often kill people. It does happen.
It happens more so than any other part of the world.
Well, they do often kidnap people, though, and enslave them.
Well, being arrested, I'm sure, yeah, you could always say, I've always said you're guilty till proven innocent, because when the cop puts a cuff on you, you're presumed guilty right there.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's a terrible way to think about it, though.
The truth is, thank goodness the police system and the firefighters are not going nowhere. I'm glad they're there when I call 911.
Well, firefighters don't go around kidnapping people and shooting at people and any of that stuff. Firefighters actually provide a good service.
They stay at the station until they're called upon.
So do the police. They perform a
police
great
do
service.
Not stay at the station until they're called upon. They drive around looking for trouble and surprise they find it.
No, and they hide.
They go around preventing trouble. You act like they look for trouble.
They do.
They're literally looking for trouble, even from a status standpoint. They're out patrolling looking for trouble.
Please listen to me. Okay, please listen to me. We did not create a police department because there was no trouble.
Yeah, you created a police department to catch runaway slaves.
Yeah.
No,
you can look that up. They created police departments to catch runaway slaves. That is the origin of United States police departments.
Well, maybe that's why they created it. But in the Wild West, they organized sheriffs and police. And,
those would be posses put together by the sheriff.
The peace.
There's some distinction.
To maintain the peace.
Agreed. All right.
You said something about your tax dollars. Well, yeah. Every cop car gets burned down, every police station gets burned down. Guess what? That just costs you more in taxes. Because
right. The police officers just get a free new station, right? I wonder if this is what I've speculated on. This is that I wonder if these cops wanted a new station, and now they got one coming.
I doubt it.
Because it isn't going to be the cops that pay for it. It's not going to be the rioters that pay for it. It's going to be people going to work that pays for it. But
well, then start a tax protest as well and don't fund them to build their new police station to continue to oppress everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Tax protest is really going to work. It's just going to end you up poor and enslaved. What you do is if you don't like where you live, leave. It's all you can do. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Oregon. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Hey, guys. I am calling about the protests and the police and the National Guard's response to it.
Okay.
And I think this is really telling about where most of the police and the National Guard stand in terms of, like, all the video footage of, like, the extremely brutal response of, like, police beating people, the National Guard shooting people, shooting reporters. That are clearly marked reporters. And I think this is really revealing in that I know some people have a naive view that if like a civil war or something like that started, that most of the police would stand alongside of just average American citizens. And I think that is just clearly not true. Most of them will turn their guns at the average American citizen and beat and kill them if they're told to.
I had a friend tell me to my face that he would do that to me.
And I think that the thing that people kind of, they have this weird...
Well, the police didn't do that with the protesters in Michigan last week.
They were armed.
What, the police were armed? So were the protesters,
right?
That's
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why they didn't engage.
And remember, the government's job is to separate us. It's to say, you know, who's different, who's not. I have a humble suggestion for how to take a step in the right direction for making police departments better. Because right now, a lot of police departments, a lot of people don't feel like their police department serves them.
Privatize it and fund it voluntarily.
I'm fine for that, but it's not going to happen. I mean, it's just a ludicrous anarchist, blah, 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 privatize. Like, I'm so sick
of this.
What's
your humble suggestion that's going to work?
15 years on the air on Free Talk Live, making the same suggestions over and over again. Here's the suggestion. The suggestion is, hire cops that match the community demographically. It's not that hard. Try to get them locally and try to get them to match demographically or at least close. Because in Ferguson, when you have 80%
of black... You still have a serious selection bias problem.
Meaning?
We don't draft cops, so only people who apply for the job of I want to kick people around are going to be cops.
And that's something that you could, like the police could be doing a program, I don't know, playing ball with the kids and teaching them, hey, the cops aren't so bad, if that's what they wanted to do, but to bring more in from the community.
Please don't play baseball, any sport with a gun on your hip.
I had a friend who, like, you know, lived in the same community as me, joined, you know, the National Guard, whatever it happened to be at the time. And we had a similar conversation. I said, what if you're ordered to fire on me because I'm protesting what the state is doing? he said he would follow the order.
And
same community.
Oh, I've heard people say
very
that,
close.
That
so community demographics not going to matter when their paychecks.
It almost has to be true because I think people have this weird idealistic like view of what a civil war would be, where it's like, okay, one day it's regular cops, the next day there's an announcement, this is not policing anymore, this is civil war now, and so pick your teams. And that's not how it would go down. It would. So on a regular day, they get ordered to go kidnap and shoot people, and so they do that. And now there's an uprising. It's a like it's still illegal to shoot the cops once you call it a civil war. Some people are now fighting this civil war. More people are joining it. And so they get the order, okay, go kidnap these people and shoot them. And so they do. There's never going to be that switch in their head where it's like, oh, well, yesterday I was arresting criminals, but today it's a civil war, so what team do I want to be on? They're already in the team that's fighting the uprising.
Well, if there were a civil war, and I don't expect to see one, and it's not going to go well if there is, it's going to be the country folks against the city folks. Seems to be where the real animosity lies. And cities are completely indefensible. They have no weapons, and they're just sort of angry and don't understand what country folks are about. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Just want to tell you about ForkFest. So, obviously, this whole COVID thing has the world...
It's done already.
Yeah, well, forget it's over. It. But it has the world kind of changing and morphing. ForkFest was going to be a week-long festival after the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is kind of... going to be a little different. So ForkFest is now going to be 2 weeks up at Rogers from the end of June to the beginning of July, including over the 4th of July weekend. And if you want to find out more, go to forkfest.party. That's fork as in what you eat with, forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jack calling from Virginia Beach. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, can we do some more?
How about- I was speaking to somebody else. What a surprise. Remind me of Senator Dead Kennedy, who was extremely popular.
I used to like the Dead Kennedys. Famous. My favorite album is Fresh Fruit from Rotting Vegetables.
I'm talking about the man whose name rhymes with dead.
Ted Kennedy.
That I hope you go to sooner rather than later. Minister Edge.
Is Ted Kennedy dead? Are you wishing death upon me?
Yeah, I'd like you to go to hell sooner rather than later. You're a liar.
Oh. But,
well, Mel, I should like...
It was real connection problems, and I do appreciate the call. I don't know why he wants me to go to hell, but there you go. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Crichton, calling in from Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Mark Edge is my spirit host, and I'm completely the opposite of the last caller, and I hope you can hear me better.
Yeah, you're sounding great. It's good to hear from you again, by the way, Crichton. It's been years.
Yes, I do listen every now and again, but I wanted to call in specifically to talk to you on your show because I wanted to make it clear that you are the guy that represents my line of thought in the Libertarian Party. You.
Thank you.
In particular. Among all the different hosts now, there's all kinds of libertarian podcasts these days, but there wasn't, 10 years ago, there wasn't. But you are still the representative that I most align with.
Thank
you. I wanted you to know that.
I appreciate it, Craig.
The other reason I wanted to call in today is because I'm an agorist as a libertarian. I believe that the action you play in the marketplace is the most effective form of activism.
Okay.
On that note, I used Bitcoin about 2 months ago to buy my daughter a gift for her birthday.
Okay.
And her birthday was this past week. The gift was a Raspberry Pi 4. And in case you don't know what that is, it's a single board computer chip that
was
runs
it the
on
new
Linux.
8 gigabyte version that just came out?
No, that came out after I bought
okay.
it. So, but yeah, it's a 4 gigabyte.
Okay.
It's good size. Top of the line a month ago.
I set it up as a desktop with Raspbian as the operating system for my 8-year-old daughter. And she's already playing on it. But my point, the primary reason I called about it is because I paid for it entirely with Bitcoin and never did a Federal Reserve note involved in the transaction.
Nice.
On any level, and any part of it. I find that a lot of people that when hear about Bitcoin, around me anyway, their first complaint is, what can you buy with it?
Whatever you
and
want.
And my response is, anything you want.
Yeah.
I've bought all kinds of things with it. And to this day, I mean, eight years ago, that was a legitimate complaint. But for the past many years, it's not. And I don't understand why I'm still hearing that complaint.
Right. All you have to do is go to Save at Purse. That's saveatpurse.com. And you can buy pretty much anything that they have on Amazon and save about 20%. I just ordered something off of Amazon and I'm expecting delivery coming this week and I'm just sort of waiting on it.
And some places are better than others. I can pay my rent with crypto. There is a limited amount of groceries I can get with crypto. The you know, large grocery stores don't take them, but the kind of farmer's market does. So you can't, like, you know, get vegetables all year round or anything like that, but you can buy meat with crypto here. Some restaurants take it. I messed up this.
You can also go to giftcards.bitcoin.com and buy gift cards to restaurants that you want to go to. So I know Applebee's is there, comes to mind. It's one of the restaurants that I saw, and I'm sure there's quite a few more. Crichton, thank you for the call, and thanks for pointing out that you don't have to use their money.
But you
because that's what gives them power.
You will continue to get that rebuttal until it's accepted natively at like Walmart and Amazon.
Sure.
When there's a button on
I don't know if I want Walmart to have crypto.
You may not want to, but that's going to be the impetus for when people stop saying, what can I buy with it or what's
by the time they get that, the value to cryptocurrencies as far as sort of get in and make money, kind of, you know, get some more value for yourself, that kind of thing, will be completely done.
Okay.
It'll be, you know, cryptocurrency will just be the thing.
Understood. But that's the point in time where people stop going, what can you use this
for? You don't want to learn about it, you won't earn.
That's
end of story.
Also
a lot of people
hopefully
who earned,
Market Basket will take crypto and Walmart won't.
That might be possible.
Let's go to James calling in from Utah. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yeah, second thought. Jack.
Okay, so that's the guy that was calling in previously. Let's go to Jim calling in from Michigan. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
From Alpena?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yep, what's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm calling from Alpena, Michigan. I enjoy listening to you folks every, you know, in the evening when I'm walking my dog. And you had mentioned something interesting just a few minutes ago on the radio. You said about you could picture like a conflict between rural folks and city folks, and it's pretty fascinating. Can you talk about that for a few minutes and elaborate on it? Because I live in a country like that, and I think you got an interesting point.
Right. So
can you talk about it?
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to.
I'm going to hang up now, and I can listen to it on my radio. Is that okay?
You got it.
I just want to hear your comments. You guys are sharp. You really are.
Thank you, Jim.
And I really enjoy listening to you in the evening. But can you talk about it for a few minutes?
I will do just that just now. So people are salivating and have salivated for a long time over some civil war, what it'll look like, what the sides will be, and these sorts of things. Al Gore suggested in 2000 that there were two Americas, and if in 2000 there were two Americas, those two Americas have done nothing but get farther and farther apart. The best I can tell as far as those two Americas go is city folks versus country folks. If you look at how people vote, I can't remember what the number is, but the vast majority of counties in America voted for Donald Trump, and a tiny little amount of like two figure amount of counties voted for Hillary Clinton. And the people who voted for Hillary Clinton and the people who voted for Donald Trump cannot understand why the other people in the other place would possibly do what they did and vote for the this other group. At this point, there's so little in common between these people that if there's a conflict, I think that's how it's going to go. Secondly, what strategically do city people have in order to press a conflict? Right now, they're trying to press a conflict, and they're going to a riot dressed in street clothes. You know, maybe they got a mask on.
Because they're not allowed to buy riot gear.
Well, whatever. They don't have riot gear, and you wouldn't be able to get riot gear now anyway. You can't just go out and buy riot gear afterwards. And so
plan ahead. Preppers.
You would have to plan ahead, and the people that would be willing to plan ahead are the country folks who aren't going to go to the riot. So, the city folks, what are you going to do? What do you think you're going to do when you prosecute your war against the country folks? You're going to go out in the countryside with what? Your vehicles are going to look belong there.
Are city people planning on invading the country? I've never
heard
of
this. No, they're usually just unhappy, and they usually just burn up their own place. The country folks are like standing outside going, why they do that.
It seems like that conflict could be separated without violence, right? Just two Americas? Fine, two Americas.
I would love to see two Americas separated so there wouldn't be violence, but right now that's what the political system does, is set people on each other. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, final segment. I'm not going to give the phone lines because we've got three calls on at this point. So I do want to tell you how, if you've got a business and you're trying to reach libertarians, and you are a libertarian, the best way to start with that, at least it's cheap, go to liberty.menu. We've teamed up with liberty.menu to bring libertarians together so that they can do business together, because that's what people have been asking for a long time. Go to liberty.menu, and you can do business with libertarians as a libertarian. Let's go to Steve, calling in from Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just want to say I like your show.
Thank you, Steve.
I don't get to listen to it enough. Couple of comments in regards to what's happening. Obviously, these people are not worried about the big coronavirus
that
they could get.
There's more important things on their mind.
Right. And just like that, coronavirus is gone.
I mean, they're more likely to be killed by a cop than by coronavirus, so that's kind of reasonable.
Second thing is, this man obviously did something to get in the situation he was in.
How is that obvious?
He may not have...
Let it make the statement.
Didn't he have a warrant for his arrest for bad checks?
No.
I think he
had a call on him for bad checks.
Yeah. What's a call mean?
Somebody called the store cops owner and said, hey, called. Come get this
Okay,
guy.
So it was a criminal.
It turns out it wasn't even a bad
check.
There's an interesting
aspect to this, Steve, that you may, like, we don't know exactly what it is, but they used to work, he and the cop used to work at the same place.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means.
Doesn't mean anything yet. Just means that they worked at the same place.
It's just a piece of evidence.
My point is, I have a firm philosophy. You put yourself in a situation, you deserve what you get. That's point blank.
All right. That's your two cents?
You there?
Yep, I got you.
Hello?
In a lot of cases, that situation is being black in public.
Well, it could be.
Well, he shouldn't have gone out to public. He should have just stayed inside. Forever.
There you go.
Really?
And as far as what you're talking about, trying to incite something, I spent 6 years and 11 months locked up, and it wasn't for being nice. I spent 19 months in solitary confinement, and it wasn't for being nice. The last 30 years, I gave my word to my wife. I'd never raise my hands or my feet to another human unless they touched me. So if you put yourself in a situation, you deserve what you get.
Well, then I understand where you're coming from on that one, Steve, because, you know, ultimately you do get to make that decision. And, you and I have had the opportunity to kind of take a look at, well, what happens? And, same here. I've had a similar circumstance, and I don't go back because I understand that I'm in charge of that. I get to make that decision ultimately. this seems like, of the stories I've, you know, to the contrary, this seems like one of those stories where, well, this guy, I mean, bad check or not, he's a nonviolent criminal and I...
And a security guard, right? He works security.
Yeah, and I don't...
And we don't know that it actually was a bad check. We know that somebody made a phone call. That's what we know.
Yeah.
The last I heard, it was a bad 20.
Yep. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, fellas.
What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about how both the East and the West Coast have been calling us flyover country forever.
Yeah.
And we're the breadbasket of America. I mean, you listen to Chevrolet commercials, we're the heartbeat of America. And,
so let those coasts
starve. I can see where if a civil war were to transpire, where it would be the city folks against the country folks. But my whole thinking is that both the coasts are pretty much parasitical, and they're just sucking on the sap from the country folks. And it makes no sense. Like you said, they burn down their neighborhoods and expect tax dollars to rebuild them. And the whole thing is freaking insane.
I kind of think when you say they're parasitical, I guess the first thing that came to mind was like Silicon Valley. Now there's a pretty left place, but they, you know, they produce things that we in the country use and are delighted in. I mean, I like my computer. I like to go online.
And they send you money for the food that the country produces so you can buy other things.
Sure.
As well.
And obviously, if you had to do without one for a week, you'd probably rather do without your computer than your food. You know? So, I mean, There's a Maslow's hierarchy of needs puts the, you know, the red flyover country on a little higher basis. But... Yeah, I mean, I guess there's some folks in the blue counties that are doing something.
Well, I don't know. Let's take the stock exchange for an example.
Okay.
All right. They keep America's heartstrings on a Duncan yo-yo, up and down and up and down. And it's all to feed the monsters, the 5, 7, 11 families around the world that actually have all the bullion to perpetrate these different fiascos.
Well, but you don't have to participate in the stock market.
Yeah, but that's not city versus rural. No, that's bankers versus 7 million people.
Billion, yes.
Yeah. Well, who drove us into the first depression? The bankers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right, I would take out every banker on this earth and burn the ashes and send it into space and salt space, but that, like, banker is not equivalent to city.
Well, darling, don't do that because it's going to rain back down on us on fly ash and we'll be poisoned forever.
That's where you get to stop because you stop the caller at the joke. That there's radio talk. Thank you so much for the call, Pat. Appreciate it. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Listening on KENN in beautiful FC, New Mexico. FC USA, home of the car dealers that cheat you.
What's on your mind?
Lots of stuff. I lived right in that neighborhood. I lived 6 blocks from that Target, that first Target that went down. I lived there for several years. And I know every inch of that city. So I was listening to the Scanners. I made it a project to listen to basically like 8 hours of Scanner and every other social media I could find of, you know, live on the spot stuff to see from a tactical standpoint what was going down. And so there were some interesting things. The most interesting is the obvious political operatives that since you're short on time, that you might label as Antifa, little scrawny no testosterone white boys on their bicycles with their backpacks and their funky hipster styling and going around smashing things and setting things on fire. They were obviously basically the same thing as the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, the Communist Revolution in Russia, same kind of operatives, you know, like Trotsky kind of.
They'll probably be as successful in running a government too.
Yeah, right, right. Well, they'll never get that far, you know. Hopefully, they smashed like bugs, like they should be. But and that guy.
Well, in Flint, Michigan, I'll rebut as I read it, the cops in Flint, Michigan, put down their riot gear and joined the protesters. So, I mean, there are some aspects where you're seeing, like in between the Reds and the Whites in Russia, where It seems like they're, you know, they're losing control of some of their folks.
Are they putting down their paychecks?
Yeah, but they're not really but what you're seeing is they're not really their folks. There's like four different groups of people with different motivations.
Yeah.
And some of the groups make use of the other groups, you know, the tools, and the tools think that the people that are controlling them for their purposes are you know, have the same goals in mind, and they don't. But so they're kind of being harnessed, you know, as tools to do these things. And then there's the purely opportunists. That's another group. And, you know, so there's various different groups mixed in, and they make the mistake of thinking that they actually have the same outcomes in mind, and they don't. But that cop that worked as security, I watched an interview, you know, part of this 20 some hours that I watched, I found the owner of that bar being interviewed. And she said that she doubts that cop she doesn't think that the cop and George Floyd had much, if any, contact, and, you know, enough to know each other, you know, to any degree at all. Mm-hmm. Because the dude was on the inside, the black dude was on the inside, and the white dude was on the outside, and the white dude, he doesn't work for the bar. He's a rent-a-cop. You call the police and arrange for a cop who wants the overtime to show up in his uniform with all his government-issued gear and stand outside and keep control outside of the bar is what he did. Another thing.
Sounds
that,
like a delightful place with all this security.
I mean, it's a club, all bar.
That's all bars. It was a Mexican bar. You know, it was every city has something midnight rodeo, and it's a Mexican bar, and they play Mexican music, and that's what it was. It was on Lake Street. So this cop, the only time he would have even gone in that bar, he would have showed up and just stayed outside. He would have only even gone in if he needed to use the head or get a drink of water. That's the only thing he would have gone inside that bar for, from my observations in decades of watching these guys.
Interesting points, yeah. David. You know, yeah, I don't know whether these people ever met or not, but yeah, certainly there's always that bar in town where they do open heart surgery every Saturday night, you know, and doesn't sound like a nice place to me. Why go there? Why, people? Why do you go there?
For the tacos.
Go instead to freetalklive.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.